be controlled in sports ministry. 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified. The servant of God is called to be controlled. This may be the best known Pauline sports metaphor. The figure of speech is part of an argument concerning the believers in Corinth and their right to eat meat sacrificed to idols. The section runs from 1 Corinthians 8:1 to 11:1. Paul had given up his rights for the gospel, and he modeled for the Corinthians how they should do the same regarding their right to eat meat sacrificed to idols. This paragraph of study is a bridge between tying Paul's positive example and Israel's negative example. He wanted to encourage the Corinthians to use self-control when it came to their perceived rights. He starts with a picture from a foot race. He opens with the phrase, "Oak odate," do you not know? Which is a rhetorical question that showed that Paul knew that his readers understood the rules of athletic competition, and it was a reminder of the issue being argued regarding meat sacrificed to idols, chapter 8, verses 7 through 13. In Greco-Roman sports, only the winner received a crown, and Paul mentioned that in this context. He's not saying that Christians are in competition and only one will be saved. He was making the point that simply beginning the race or plodding along aimlessly are not acceptable in both athletics and the Christian life. The metaphor cannot be pressed on every detail or the point is missed. Paul wants the Corinthians to run as one whose whole goal is to win. The word trakete can be translated as either indicative or an imperative. It seems better as a command. Paul wants to correct their behavior when it comes to meat sacrificed to idols. He wants them to have victory in their Christian life, and that comes by living a life in a manner worthy of the gospel. The apostle expands the reach of the word picture by including competitors in any event. Agonizomenes speaks of all types of competition that include running, wrestling, and boxing. He expanded the event potential, and he focuses on a certain element that is common to each event. Every athlete must exercise self-control in all things. Anything that was unnecessary and harmful was to be removed from the athlete's life. A winning athlete needs more than desire and enthusiasm. He needs self-discipline. If an athlete was willing to go through all this trouble for a crown of leaves, even more should a Christian compete for an eternal prize. So, Paul wants the Corinthians to be self-disciplined and refuse to eat meat offered to idols. They were thinking temporary. He was thinking eternal. He, however, is not speaking of salvation. He wants these believers to conduct themselves in such a way that they care about others more than themselves in such a way to do so. Paul was using his life as an example. He did not run aimlessly, and he ran with purpose. In the same way, he did not shadow box or swing and miss. His punches found their mark. The two negative images were used by Paul to make this point. Paul then used two positive statements, upoiazo moi to soma kai dolagago. I discipline my body and keep it under control. His own body is the opponent in this imagery. He beats his own body in submission by dealing himself punches to the face. Not saying his body is evil, but it represented his sin nature. He wants to make his body his slave, not the other way around. He is putting aside his desires and freedoms through self-discipline and demonstrated self-control by giving up his rights. The believer's life, like any athlete's, demands self-control. Finally, Paul talks about what he wants his life to look like at the end. He wants to finish well and not be disqualified. He pictures himself as the herald of the games, who calls competitors to the game and explains the rules. It would be horrible for the herald himself to be disqualified for not keeping the rules. He wants to finish well in his mission and ministry. He is not fearful of losing his salvation. He does not want to lose out on another unspecified award. 1 Corinthians 3:10-15.